This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 26, 2017. Dustin Luca writes, in today's Salem News, voters throughout the city of Salem will be asked to vote twice this year in municipal elections. Nine candidates got their names on the ballot in the citywide councilor-at-large race ahead of Tuesday night's nomination paper filing deadline, according to Rochelle Sport, an employee in the city's elections office. That triggers a citywide preliminary election to slim the field down to eight names ahead of the final election in November. Candidates in the at-large council race include all four current at-large councilors, a ward councilor looking to change his role in city politics, and four Salem residents challenging incumbents. If only eight people were running, the race would have waited until the biennial election on Tuesday, November 7. All races trigger preliminary elections if the number of candidates exceeds double the number of open seats. The prelim is scheduled for Tuesday, September 12, with a voter registration deadline of August 23. Much more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, if you've been among the spectators watching from the Beverly-Salem Bridge as workmen scurry down below, Thursday is the day for you. Thursday will mark a major milestone in the $16.2 million project to fix the more than century-old railroad bridge over the Danvers River. That's when a giant blue gantry crane will pluck a new swing span from a barge and lower it into place on the drawbridge. The span being replaced was 104 feet long and would swing open to allow boats on the busy Danvers River to pass to and from Beverly Harbor. It had become unreliable, however, causing delays along the commuter rail line when it broke down repeatedly. Replacing it has not been a simple process. The big challenge, according to MBTA project manager Ken Lim, is replacing a span in the middle of the river. The job site is accessible only along the tracks from the Beverly side of the train bridge or by boat. More on the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, after a staggering double-digit increase in the number of single-family home sales in 2016, sales in Lynn have fallen by nearly 4% this year, according to new data from the Warren Group. Colleen Turner, the broker-owner of Toner Real Estate, is quoted as saying, I'm surprised to hear sales are down because I'm ahead in year-to-date sales compared to a year ago. From January through June, 296 single-family homes sold in Lynn, down from 307 for the same period a year ago. Condominium sales are also off. The number of condos slipped to 89 for the first half of the year, down from 106 a year ago, representing a 16% drop. Despite seeing fewer sales, Lynn home prices continued to rise. The median price for a single-family home swelled to $312,250 through June, a 13% rise over the $275,000 median from a year ago. More in the story written by Thomas Grillo in today's Item Live. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester's building inspector will carry out new tests to measure the decibel levels of noise emanating from the Americold complex on East Main Street. But William Sanborn said Tuesday his new tests, in response to at least two new complaints filed in recent days by neighbors of the plant, will likely be taken from the property line of Americold and its tenant, National Fish and Seafood, Inc. A neighbor who filed one of the complaints thinks sound tests should be taken from his own property, essentially across the street from the facility. More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.